大家好，欢迎收听系列节目《声音中的记忆》。我们从1980年至2010年，逐年回顾当年的新闻简报、新闻现场，以及家喻户晓的影视及音乐，在没有主持人介绍与评论的模式下，开启一场声音之旅。今天是系列的第13集，我们回顾1997年，在这一年，香港回归，三峡工程进行大江截流，张雨生车祸遇难，英国王妃戴安娜去世等等。那么现在就让当年的声音带我们回到1997年。
听众朋友您好，8:30到了，欢迎您收听中央人民广播电台综合文艺节目今晚8:30，请听特别节目时光的声音。听众朋友您好，我是雅坤。当您听到这熟悉的旋律，就如同一位如约而至的朋友轻轻叩响您的窗门。此刻四野静寂，电波像夜空中流淌的银河，又一次把我和你们紧紧连在一起。也许每一个日子都是新鲜而又平凡的，但是对今晚8:30节目来说，今天却是新鲜而又不同寻常的，因为我们不但迎来了1997年的元旦，也迎来了今晚8:30节目开播十周年。于是在辞旧迎新的日子里，我们便多了一份祝愿。
是冰冻的时分，已过零时的夜晚，往事就像流星刹那划过心房。灰暗的深夜，是寂寞的世界，感觉一点点苏醒，一点点撒野。你的爱已模糊，你的忧伤还清楚，我们于是流浪这座夜的城市，彷徨着彷徨，迷惘着迷惘，选择在月光下被遗忘。你忘了把所有的厮守承诺，谁都是爱的没有一点的把握，也别去想哪里是甜蜜的梦想，还是孤单的路上自由的孤单。你忘了把所有的甜美的梦，梦醒后多久才见温暖的曙光，像夜归的灵魂已迷失了方向，也不去管情路上永恒太短暂。
尊敬的各位嘉宾，
海内外的观众朋友们，
亲爱的中华同胞们，
父老乡亲兄弟姐妹们，
你们好。
中央电视台 凤凰卫视中文台。
在黄河壶口瀑布岸边，我们将使用中央电视台自己的卫星地面站，通过亚洲二号卫星向您现场直播飞越黄河的盛况。
亲爱的观众朋友们，亲爱的观众朋友们，现在是13:10，现在我们进入最后的倒计时，亚洲飞人柯世良先生将要通过这条跑道飞越黄河天险壶口瀑布。先生马上要飞了，更多的话就不说你了，不说了，咱们的我代表所有关心您的华夏儿女祝福您，祝您飞越成功。
谢谢。
好的，朋友们，现在请大家跟着我们的摄像机一起来关注这最后的几分钟。我想此时此刻这短短的100多米跑道已经成为世人注目的焦点。朋友们，激动人心的时刻到了，我们看到他驾驶着赛车冲向了跑道，冲向了离地点，我们再一次的祝福他。好像是在中途因为什么其他的原因，他突然踩住了刹车，现在又向往回道。看到这漫山遍野万头攒动的情景，是我们浮想联翩，想到了很多很多。朋友们，他的战车再一次从跑道的起点冲向了起跑点，起飞了，过去了，成功了。朋友们，让我们为他祝贺，让我们为他喝彩。
柯世良了，
现在我们看到他的助手正在
现在现场的数万名观众都非常的激动，他们都非常想首先的目睹我们英雄的风采。
现在我们身处的现场也是欢声雷动。
祝贺您，祝贺您，柯先生，柯先生，好，您好，柯先生，好，让我们观众朋友们目睹一下我们英雄的风采。柯先生您好，我们都知道这是您最后一次飞跃表演，那么您现在成功了，为自己画了个圆满的句号，请问此时此刻你最想表达的心愿是什么？告诉我们。
我在这边感谢我全家人的关心，感谢请中华儿女对我的关心，谢谢大家，谢谢。
5000年的风和雨呀，闯了多少梦？黄色的脸，黑色的眼，不变是笑容。八千里山川河岳，像是一首歌。无论你来自何方，将去向何处。
欢迎您来到我们的快乐大本营。我们大家都知道这个黄河的湖跑啊非常的危险，如果一不小心呢就有难以想象的后果，
一不小心就再见了。
那么而且我们大家都知道您啊为了这一次飞越黄河呢花了自己不少的积蓄，尤其是您的父母啊孩子啊妻子啊整天是提心吊胆的，尤其是您的妻子为了这次飞越黄河呢还患了心脏病。
是，
哎，
我这次飞越黄河就是筹备了2年，那这个当中很多挫折，那我最感谢的就是我父母亲，跟我兄弟姐妹，他们也拿了30万支持我，所以非常感激他们。
5000年的风和雨呀，闯了多少梦？黄色的脸，黑色的眼，不变是笑容。八千里山川河岳，像是一首歌。无论你来自何方，将去向何处，一样的泪，一样的痛，曾经的苦难，我们留在心中。一样的血，一样的种，未来还有梦，我们一起开拓。
包括现在我们看到其他的这个河段上整个长江的水呢也是比较浑，那么拍摄出来的画面呢可能不会很好，所以最后呢就取消了这种打算。现在的时间呢是下午的2:30，也就是说再过一个小时大江截流呢将顺利的完成合龙。那么习惯了在自己的河道上奔波的长江，为了中国人的幸福就不得不改道导流。
现在我们进行现场直播拍摄的这个直升飞机又悬停在了上游桅堰羌堤的龙口处，它强大的吸力使附近的这个水面都发生了很大的变化。它现在是悬停，非常低。
让我平衡，你找个借口让我接受。我知道你现在的想法，而你却看不出我的感受。天好黑，风好冷，你说是时间把你我捉弄，现实的生活难免出现裂缝。别说是偶然一次放纵，而我却陷入了困境。我好累，我好疼，你到底爱不爱我，我不知该说些什么。你爱不爱我，虚伪，也许我会好过。你爱不爱我，我不知该做些什么。你到底爱不爱我，唤醒自己也就不再难过。
同志们，现在我代表第14届中央委员会，旗帜问题至关紧要。旗帜就是方向，旗帜就是形象。坚持世界三中全会以来的路线不动摇，就是高举邓小平理论的旗帜不动摇。邓小平同志逝世后，全党在这个问题上尤其要有高度的自觉性和坚定性。国民经济整体素质和效益不高，经济结构不合理的矛盾仍然比较突出，特别是部分国有企业获利不强，党风、政风、社会风气和社会治安的状况，人民群众还不满意，贪污腐化、奢侈浪费等现象仍在蔓延之中。
我到美国来，从夏威夷开始，应该说我就对于美国的民族，美国的民族，因为是如果是从 gender speaking 这个民族的概念呢，我脑子多得很啊。那就是对美国的民族，我来了以后有具体的体会，比过去书本上学到的要具体的。虽然我已经71岁了，但是呢我的耳朵还是很尖锐。那么刚才我在演讲的时候，我就听到外面的高音喇叭的声音。那么但是呢，我想我唯一的办法就是我的声音要比它还高。
为了使得我们今天晚上的这个环境更加的清楚一点，我回忆起我曾经在1945年、46年这个大学年代，经常我们喜欢玩阿瓦伊吉他，经常弹奏的阿罗哈维这个歌曲。在我们不久之前， 我去带你去阿罗哈瓦伊这个地方，请首长夫人领客。
曲酒好喝的阿华田，营养均衡，含麦芽、牛奶、鸡蛋和必要的维生素和矿物质，给身体加油，给头脑充电。阿华田，哇，阿华田的孩子不得了。
中国共产党中央委员会，中华人民共和国全国人民代表大会常务委员会，中华人民共和国国务院，中国人民政治协商会议全国委员会，中国共产党和中华人民共和国中央军事委员会，告全党、全军、全国各族人民书：中国共产党中央委员会、中华人民共和国全国人民代表大会常务委员会、中华人民共和国国务院、中国人民政治协商会议全国委员会、中国共产党和中华人民共和国中央军事委员会，极其悲痛地向全党、全军、全国各族人民通告：我们敬爱的邓小平同志患帕金森病晚期，并发肺部感染，因呼吸循环功能衰竭，抢救无效，于1997年2月19日21时08分在北京逝世，享年93岁。
我有话一 心中含苞待放意悠悠，朝朝与暮暮我切切地等候，有心的人来入梦。女人花摇曳在红尘中，女人花随风轻轻摆动，只盼望有一双温柔手能抚慰我内心的寂寞。我有花一朵，花香满枝头，谁来真心寻芳踪。花开不多时啊，看着只虚愁，女人如花花似梦。
Good morning, everyone.This Labor Day, as we mark the end of summer, many Americans see this holiday as marred by a terrible sadness. As this country joins Britain and virtually the entire world in mourning Princess Diana, we want to go live now to NBC's Martin Fletcher in London. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Linda. Britain is waking up to a hard new reality, life without Princess Diana. And it hurts.
Good night, sweet princess. Farewell, princess of hearts, the nearest thing to an angel on earth. The British press and the people are competing for the phrase that says it all. It is a genuine flowering of the language of shock and despair at the sudden and tragic death of Britain's beloved Princess Diana.
She was a saint.
It's very upsetting.
With all her problems of eating disorders, divorce, unsettled life, the British people adore Diana, above all, in the words of one mourner at the gates of Buckingham Palace, because she was one of us. Diana's body is lying in St. James Palace, the London home of Prince Charles.
Diana will be buried Saturday at her home in Britain. What's clear is that from the emotion of her death, her position as one of Britain's great is assured in the memory of her countrymen.Linda?
And Martin, we just heard that the funeral services will actually be at 11 a.m. Meanwhile, I'd just like to ask you, what are people there saying about the photographers who, at least at this point, apparently may have contributed to her death?
Well, very harsh words indeed, as you can imagine. The problem now is it's not really clear yet to what extent those photographers did cause her death. It appears that one of the photographers, at least right after the crash,did call the emergency services. It also appears that other photographers did take photographs of the princess while she was still alive, while she was in the crushed car. Of course, many questions to be asked, and the most serious issue now, of course, is to what extent is the press free to hound personalities, in this case, apparently, allegedly, to her death.
Right, and also, Mark, we're hearing...
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever...Grow in our hearts, you were the grace that placed itself where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country and you whispered to those in pain. Now you belong to heaven and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to meLived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
Whose relatives have been killed in car accidents, who've lost parents as youngsters. For many people, there have been echoes of their own loss in this tragic event.
We mustn't forget, of course, that many people, some people would have actually lost a loved one of their own this week.
Yeah.
At a time when the nation is mourning the loss of Diana.
Yeah.
They must be going through a dreadful process.
That's very hard, isn't it? It's very hard, and I do think that it is important for us as a nation. We are quite bad at actually supporting people who have been bereaved generally, that we perhaps, from this experience, think a little bit more about how we might support others who've been bereaved in perhaps a less spectacular way, but in a way that's very important to them. It's very hurtful for bereaved people when others don't acknowledge that loss, and it can be very supporting when they do. And I hope that from this we'll actually become much better at supporting people who are bereaved every day of the week, every day of the year.
Rosemary, on top of everything that's happened, we're just getting some dreadful news here at Sky Centre. We're hearing that Mother Teresa is dead. That report coming to us from radio.
Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. A perfect day, you just keep me hanging on, you just keep me hanging on.
Good evening. Folk music legend John Denver has died. The music star was killed at the controls of a light plane which crashed into a bay on the California coastline. The singer, who gained fame with hits like Rocky Mountain High, was 53.
Rescue workers were quickly at the scene of the crash in California's Monterey Bay. The single-engine plane, owned by John Denver, plunged spectacularly into the bay about half an hour after takeoff from a nearby airport.
It just flew over, and of course they're kind of loud, and we were just watching it, and all of a sudden there was a pop and a popping sound, and it just kind of went up a little bit and absolutely straight down, not spiraling, just absolutely straight down, and then it disappeared behind the rock.
One body was retrieved, but emergency crews described it as unrecognizable due to the horrific injuries from the crash.
Hello, welcome back. These are pictures from Miami, where the fashion designer Gianni Versace has been shot dead outside his villa on the Ocean Drive. These are the scenes where police are now carrying out a huge operation to try to find out any clues that might still be around in the area. They're searching for a white man aged about 25 who's being sought in connection with the shooting, which happened just around 9 o'clock in the morning local time in Miami, when Mr. Versace was returning from a nearby cafe where he had been having breakfast. Mr. Versace, of course, one of the world's top fashion designers, whose designs are famous in all the big fashion centers such as Paris, Rome and London.
Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block for dough. Notorious, they got to know that life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
This is the man who gave those orders, Pol Pot. The orders handed down by this harmless-looking old man killed perhaps as many as 2 million Cambodians. But he was rarely photographed and never seen in public. Last Friday, some of Pol Pot's former comrades staged a public trial in a region of northern Cambodia that they still control. They invited a reporter from the Far Eastern Economic Review and a video cameraman to witness and record the event. Early this morning, we brought the videotape to Phnom Penh and played parts of it on a monitor which we set up in a public area. He looks so old, is what many people said when they first saw Pol Pot. Just a small knot of people at first, then others, drawn by curiosity, watched and listened mostly in silence. The evidence of war and violence is easy to spot in any public gathering in Phnom Penh. These two men, for example, three artificial legs between them. Physical infirmity is so commonplace in Cambodia that it has become part of the natural order of things. Pictures of Pol Pot, though, are anything but commonplace. Except for the comments about how old he looked, people didn't have much to say at first. Expressing emotions in public has been too much of a risk for too many years.
You and me, we used to be together, every day together, always. I really feel that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be.
And doing something that I've never done before and will never do again. I apologize to the world, to my family, and to the Nevada State Athletic Commission that has always treated me fairly, to Judge Patricia Gifford, who I know I'm proud of living up to the terms of my probation. I apologize to the MGM, to Showtime, to Don King, my promoter, to my team, to this wonderful city of Las Vegas that has hosted so many fabulous boxing events. I cannot tell why exactly I acted like I did, other than to say when the budding occurred and I thought I might lose because of a severely of a cut above my eye, I just snapped and reacted and did what many athletes have done. And had paid the price for it.
It's the MIBs. Here come the MIBs.
Guys dressed in black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on. Walk a shadow, move in silence, guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list, we straight don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at.
And the Oscar goes to Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are childhood friends. They appeared together in Chasing Amy and Good Will Hunting, for which Damon received a Best Actor nomination. This is their first Academy Award.
I just said to Matt, losing would suck and winning would be really scary, and it's really, really scary. You know, we're just really two young guys who were fortunate enough to be involved with a lot of great people whom it's coming upon us to, there's no way we're doing this in less than 20 seconds, upon whom it's incumbent of us to thank. Harvey Weinstein, who believed in us and made this movie, Gus Van Sant for brilliant direction, Robin Williams, who delivered such great lines, Minnie Driver, whose performance was brilliant, Stellan Skarsgård, who was great.
Your brother.
My brother Casey, who's brilliant in the
Cole
movie.
Hauser.
Cole Hauser. My mother.
John
and Matt's mother, the most beautiful women here.
My dad right over there.
And
Jack said hi to you.
And
all right.
Who else?
John Gordon from Miramax.
John Gordon. Chris Moore produced
Chris
the
Moore.
Movie. And,
Chris Moore.
Patrick Weitzel, the best agent in Hollywood.
Yeah,
and,
Patrick Weitzel.
And Cuba Gooding for showing us how to give our acceptance speech. And,
all our friends and family. And everybody back in Boston watching us tonight.
And thank you so much, the city of Boston. And hi, God, I know we're forgetting somebody.
Whoever we forgot, we love you.
We love you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
Thanks, Kate. And as Big Ben strikes 10, the polls close, we can give you the results of our exit poll. We've spoken to 14,000 people in 200 constituencies tonight, and we hope they've been telling us the truth. There it is, 10 o'clock, and we say Tony Blair is to be Prime Minister and a landslide is likely. And reaction from Sedgefield already down there on the right in the Labour Club, all applauding there, Conservative Party headquarters, rather more sombre scenes. So here are the details. Tony Blair to be Prime Minister, and this is why. Labour, 47%. The Conservatives, 29%, according to our exit poll. That would be the worst result, not just this century, but if you care to go back that far to the Tory vote after the Great Reform Act in 1932, when they were led by the Duke of Wellington.
As I stand here before number 10 Downing Street, I know the huge responsibility that is upon me and the great trust that the British people have placed in me. For 18 years, 18 long years, my party has been in opposition. It could only say it could not do. Today, we are charged with the deep responsibility of government. Today, enough of talking. It is time now to do. Thank you.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly.
Hey,
子我知道了、录音棚就是录音配音的地方，对不对？哎，对了，那蓬虫是不是录音棚里长的小虫虫？
不对。蓬虫呢是一种亲切的称呼，是一种爱称，人们就把那些在录音棚里工作配音的演员叫做蓬虫。
啊，那给动画片配音的叔叔阿姨是不是可以叫动画蓬虫？
可以这么说吧。
真有意思。
玩吧，小虫虫。
小虫虫。
这样好不好？
这是一号周杰伦所写的这首《男人是很好骗的》。
92年成为作家的，
92年
啊，对，那时候已经40岁了。40岁突发奇想要写小说，要跟同龄人比，我中国的作家大概没有这么晚开始写作的。写这之前，当教师吧，教大学，教技术性的课程。主要原因可能还是一直喜欢写小说吧。一直喜欢，以前没这种可能性，后来发现有这种可能性了，因此是能不能靠它为生吧，维持生活。大概我觉得当作家挣的钱在中国能够维持生活吧，现在，所以就能当作家了。小说家，我不是奉上意大利人啊，我比较喜欢卡尔维诺。
我总
真的说实在的。喜欢卡尔维诺，喜欢一些法国作家吧，什么右侧那儿那些人。
虽然家人、好友跟歌迷不断的祷告，但是昏迷了24天之后，张雨生还是在昨天深夜挥别了人生，只有31岁。伤心的张爸爸说，张雨生的遗体将要火化。昏迷了将近24天，张雨生躲不过死神的召唤，昨天将近午夜时因为肺部并发症呼吸衰竭过世，得年31岁。守在加护病房外期待奇迹出现的家人及亲友不禁嚎啕大哭。白发人送黑发人最为悲哀。
你是我的宝，我一直为
对家庭的付出很多，他也牺牲很大啊，到现在都还没结婚，对，就今天我做父亲的也感到非常非常的难过，感到内心很对不起一生。
看看我们的治安如何给我们妇女一个合理的生存空间，到目前为止所发生的每一个大案，可能有牵涉到政治，可能有牵涉到人际关系，但是白小燕是一张白纸，她只是一个小孩子。
这次是我真的决定离开，远离那些许久不懂的悲哀，想让你忘却愁绪，忘记关怀，放开这纷纷扰扰，自由自在。那次是你不经意的离开，成为我这许久不变的悲哀，于是淡漠了繁华，无法再开怀，于是我守着寂寞不能归来。啊，忘记落日余晖，
现在请中华人民共和国主席江泽民阁下讲话。
查尔斯王子、布莱尔首相，尊敬的各位嘉宾、女士们、先生们，中华人民共和国国旗和中华人民共和国香港特别行政区区旗已在香港庄严升起，此时此刻，此时此刻，世界各国人民都把目光投向香港。根据中英关于香港问题的联合声明，两国政府如期举行了香港交接仪式，宣告中国对香港恢复行使主权，中华人民共和国香港特别行政区正式成立，这是中华民族的盛事，也是世界和平与正义事业的胜利。1997年7月1日这一天将作为值得人们永远纪念的日子载入史册。经历了百年沧桑的香港回归祖国，标志着香港同胞从此成为祖国这块土地上的真正主人。香港的发展从此进了一个崭新的时代，历史将会记住提出一国两制创造性构想的邓小平先生。我们正是按照一国两制伟大构想指明的方针，通过外交谈判成功地解决了香港问题，终于实现了香港回归祖国。
前我眼睁睁地看你离去，100年后我期待着你回到我这里，曾海面相见抹不去我对你的思念，一次次呼唤
你们可以下岗，我们上岗，祝你们一路平安。
沧海变桑田，抹不去我对你的思念，一次次呼唤你，我的1997年。
现在开始宣誓就职程序。首先，由香港特别行政区行政长官董建华宣誓。请中华人民共和国国务院总理李鹏监誓。
本人董建华敬此宣誓，本人就任中华人民共和国香港特别行政区行政长官，定当拥护中华人民共和国香港特别行政区基本法，效忠中华人民共和国香港特别行政区，尽忠职守，遵守法律，廉洁奉公，为香港特别行政区服务，对中华人民共和国中央人民政府和香港特别行政区负责。
勇气一滴滴地融化了百年的冰冻，
本港股市连续第四日跌市，恒生指数全日收市报10426.3，跌1211.47，系1987年股灾以嚟最大跌市。恒指全日最低跌破10000点关口，落到去9700几点水平。跌市之中，蓝筹股全面下跌，公用股跌幅较细，主要蓝筹股普遍有近10%跌幅，其中汇丰跌咗29.5%，红筹股一度急跌23%。之后跌幅先至收窄，全日跌幅亦都接近10%。在股市大幅下挫之后，汇丰、恒生、渣打同埋中国银行会由听日开始将最优惠利率提高3/4厘，由8.75厘升到9.5厘，按揭利率亦都会升3/4厘，去到10.5厘。
一个星期的股市大社搞到啲小市民个个叫苦连天，寻日仲突然间话加息，令到近期吹淡风嘅楼市更加惨上加惨啊！
据一啲地产代理讲，琴日同今日嘅交投量咧，全线可以话系零。
咁讲法，如果手头上揸住好多货嘅炒家，咪好惨？
全港摩货大集买区。
如果呢一区摩货最多啊？如果以我记忆所及，应该都系亚湾，都系新界西北啊，或者新发展区嗰边啦。即系譬如好似青衣啊，之前近排好多炒家都争争相入市嗰啲地区啦。即系譬如好似青衣啊。嘉湖啊，或者之前的元朗加州啊、康乐园那些咯，会比较多涉洋的机会会大，会多少少。
流浪的人在外想念你，亲爱的妈妈。流浪的脚步走遍天涯，没有一个。雪花把我的泪吹下，流浪的人在外想念你，亲爱的妈妈。流浪的脚步走遍天涯，没有一个雪花把我的泪吹下，
华龙新上市红红红红烧牛肉面，华龙面，好面好酱好筋道，
酱啊更浓，
味道更鲜。华龙面天天见，河北华龙集团。
做女人有时是很辛苦，一个手术站下来，常常搞得我狼狈不堪。现在就不一样了，安尔乐卫生巾内含高分子聚合体，即使在同一地方不断加量，也能均匀吸收。安尔乐帮我顺利工作，
安尔乐的保护体贴又周到，
现在站得再久我也不用担心了。
恒安集团，
康帝德治感冒，中西药结合疗效好。
恒力集团，
极之糖浆，宣肺止咳清热化痰，咳嗽请选用极之糖浆。太极集团，四川福陵。
经常在国内飞来飞去，我发现一个秘密，令秀发更加柔顺的秘密，飘柔活效护发的秘密。
飘柔特有活效护发威力，令秀发更柔更顺。
我只将秘密告诉他，谁知一传十，十传百，变成全国皆知的秘密。
表现好，自然全国流行，这就是飘柔的秘密。
哎，继续、
哎，人出来了就算了，
你得把人喊到这儿来才算出来。
哦，要喊到这儿，
继续。
行，
再加一句，安红，我想你。
哎，我喊这有困难。
我想又不是你想，你有什么困难啊？
那个试一下啊，试一下。安红，我想你。安红，哎呀，这有点不好意思。
你这你这么的，拿来，赶紧喊。
好，过不去了。
安
红，我想你。
黄喊。
安红，我想你。安红，我想你。安红，我想你。
回老爷太太，张佃户家的租子还是没收齐呀。
啊，那不成啊，得按合同办呢。地主家也没有余粮啊。
是啊，猪他们家昨儿自个儿给吃了，大丫头前儿也走了西口了。
那二丫头呢？
让李地主他们家先一步抢走了，现在是就剩张佃户本人了。
那孩他娘呢？
你哪那么多废话，东打的西打的呢？快，赶紧带人。
我就是张富贵。
梁子，既然张先生来了，就让咱家的骡子呀马呀那些个大牲口都歇了吧。
张，
在最后的这段日子里，有一个温暖的家，有我陪着的， 不寒心。
你们可以回家了。
那天我们都喝醉了，也都哭了，互相说了许多肝胆相照的话，真是难忘的一夜。几天后，我和北燕正式举行了婚礼，他父母单独找我谈了一次话，问我是不是隐瞒了年龄。我跟老人家说，我从一生出来就显得比别的孩子老。1997年过去了，我很怀念他。
以上就是我们回顾1997年声音的全部内容。如果你不能识别出这些发生在1997年的事件或者音乐的话，欢迎关注新浪微博播客酷睿音乐以及微信公众号酷睿音乐来查询新闻事件及歌曲列表等。提示一下，酷是冷酷的酷，睿是尖锐的锐。下期节目我们回顾1998年，再会。相遇的那一刻起。